Hi.
Hello.
Hey, you want to tell everybody why you were late this morning?
Well, I'm late most mornings to this. And what a giant slap in the face it is to you.
No. Relax.
So the other night I was sitting on my... I've been realizing, which I'm like, for, you know, first time listeners of the show, I'm a birder. I like birds. I like to look at birds. I like to feed birds so they come to my house and I can look at them. And I've been realizing, like, you know, for about a week now, I wake up and my bird seed is like depleted every morning, which I was just like, I was like, I'm sure there's a raccoon.
It's like a line item in y'all's budget, bird seed and suet.
Yeah, it fits in with groceries. Sometimes.
They're part of the family.
No, it really depends. House. It depends on how much I'm buying. Yeah. I mean, it either goes into my play money or it's groceries.
Thomas, this is your allocated little play money.
We do have allocated play money in our budget that of is course. Like, you do whatever you want with this. But if we're doing fine on groceries,
yeah,
and I'm not buying $40 worth of bird seed and I'm buying $10 right. worth, I'll throw it in groceries. So let me clarify that. It's not like I'm spending $60 a week on bird seed. That's not a thing.
Would you if you had more feeders?
Yeah, of course. Finding out how much my dad spends on birdseed would probably shock us all, but, you know, he's retired.
You think your dad listens to the show?
No. I wish, but no. That's a whole other...
I think we just got to the bottom of something. Is this a counseling session?
Oh, man. Anyways, so I knew... There's like bird feeders that are like spring loaded, so when things heavier and the birds get on them, it closes them.
Brilliant.
Genius.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I don't know how this is happening, but two nights ago I was sitting on my couch at like midnight for whatever reason, and Dobby perked up and was staring out the window, and I was like, I bet he's out there. And I turned around, and this punk is sitting on our handrail using his opposable thumbs to reach in the bird seed hole. You grab out handfuls and just eat.
You better clarify who the punk is.
A raccoon, sorry.
people that don't know the story are just listening thinking like, wait, is there like a neighborhood child sitting on your back porch? It's
like Donnie from the Wild Thornberries, which you don't know
or
that.
Or just Donnie Duffield, just with his opposable thumbs, just reaching into your bird feeder.
Just eating handfuls like, of...
Renee, you like, need to feed Donnie
more. To be
more.
Fair, it's just sunflower seeds and shelled sunflower seeds. So a human could consume that.
Like Donnie Duffield.
Yeah, but you'd probably get that bird flu that's going around right now because birds... go all over my feeder. But so anyways, I grabbed a trap from my dad last night, and
which, can we talk about raccoons' opposable thumbs for a second? It's really freaky.
Yeah,
like can they do like the things that we can do, like your thumb touches each individual finger?
Surely. I think it'd be fun to like raise one. They're geniuses to where it wasn't like gonna eat your face off. Like the one I caught today, had it the chance, would have eaten my face off.
Wow. Yeah, well, the, you know, it's like there's that moment in like Guardians 2 where Rocket is like, I am not a raboon. And baby Groot's like, I am Groot. And he's like, raccoon, whatever. Yeah, to me, they would be terrifying. I can't imagine, actually, you're talking about raising one and making it nice.
Well, they're geniuses. They're just so smart. And people do that. Yeah, we had some run-ins with them in college as well. But so this one, I set the trap last night and like, you know, like 1:30, I just heard like a clanging, and it's, I went out there and there was just like raccoon pee everywhere.
Oh god!
It had flipped the cage over, but like, you know, 1:30,
it's last slight to you since it couldn't get any more bird seed.
Like, I'm going to destroy your deck.
I'm just going to pee everywhere.
Which there's like, so I use cat food to bait it, and there's like five wild neighborhood cats. So I was like, well, I better put this on my deck so I don't, you know.
Would you trap turkey?
No, probably deserves it. Anyways, so I like, no joke, at like 1:30 this morning, I flipped the bathroom light on, got dressed. Maddie wakes up and says, what are you doing? And I was like, we got a raccoon. I got to go take care of it. And she was like, okay. And this morning, before I left, I said, hey, babe, I got to take care of that raccoon. And she said, we got a raccoon? And I was like... And I was like,
you're like, we come,
Maddie, we had a conversation. Yeah. And she said, Thomas, I have no idea how many times either you or I got up last night because Jude has a cold. Oh, so we were just like going back and forth to his room.
Between Jude and the raboon, like you had a tough night.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm standing upright right now.
So where did you take the trash panda?
Well, so anyways, at 1:30, he was making too much noise for me to sleep. So I like covered him with a towel, walked to the end of my driveway and sat down there. Then I was like, wait, my neighbor's going to hear this and they're going to be upset. So then I walked through my yard.
Neighbor,
and
put him, like, your neighbor by the being woods. Sue Hartman.
Yeah.
Goes to our church.
Yeah. So I like left him down in my yard last night. And then, and like, let me tell you, there's nothing more terrifying, no matter how big or small, than a trapped wild animal.
Yeah.
It is going crazy, hissing, like trying to eat. It literally, all it wants to do is kill you. It's right. Just like, I want to kill you. And I'm like, I want to pet it and be like,
oh no,
Goose Fraba, calm down, my friend. I just, that's what I want. But I can't because it would eat me.
It would grab you with its opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
And pull your face off.
Yes. So anyways, this morning I dropped it off on a street that I realized is really not that far from my house.
Yeah.
I probably should have given it a little more distance. But when I let it go, that sucker came out of the gate like a racing
something.
I was going to say Great Dane, that's not the right dog. Greyhound. And it dove into the creek that I was by, swam across the creek,
what?
And then like crawled up a tree. Wow. And I realized how much bigger it was than I thought. I was like, oh wait. When I saw it soaking wet, I was like, wait, you were a big raccoon.
Well, it's to be fair, it's been eating your grocery budget for like the past 6 weeks.
It's like, it was like kind of cool to watch, but also like, it made me so angry to watch something that's not supposed to eat that food eat it. Because it wasn't supposed to do that.
It's on it. You, for those of you who are new to the show, Thomas really, really hates injustice.
And it was unjust that it would.
Oh man, Thomas just clipped his ankle on the metal pole.
The place where a bunion would be.
On the edge of my table. Welcome to Ancient and New. Thomas has just injured himself, and we're going to talk about some scripture here. And do you have something for us to begin with?
Yeah. Also, sorry we missed last week.
Yeah, I was really sick.
Was I sick?
I don't.
Yes.
Yes, you were.
Yes.
You were a different kind of sick.
Oh, no.
Nobody gets that but us and our house divided text thread. But, No, I was so sick. I just could not. Like, I didn't sleep all night from the sick. And then I, just one of those, like, your throat is sore, your head is aching, you can't breathe. And
yeah, you called sleep. Me. You called me yesterday, or that Wednesday. Like, we hadn't spoken on the phone. Yeah. And then at, like, 4 o'clock, you called me. And I was like, who is this, like,
I sounded like Barry
98-year-old woman from the Bronx speaking to me.
Who's been smoking
her whole life.
Since she was 11 years old.
Thomas. Thomas, listen,
Thomas,
make sure you get your guitar for the prison.
You're going to have to do the prison
you're
ministry.
You're going to have to do the prison ministry.
I can't leave the chapel service tonight,
hey,
Thomas.
Thomas, make sure you sing your heart out.
Thomas, play each chord correctly.
Play it well. If you break a string, press
just
on.
Just press on. Just carry on.
All right, where did that just happen? Where are we going in the scriptures?
Crazy. Someone's offended. 1 Thessalonians 2.
Oh. First this.
So this is, I have to confess, this is what I was going to do last week, because it's where I was
but
in
I was
scriptures
so
last week. And I almost looked at my journal today to remember what I wrote about it. And then I was like, that would, she's eating a Lego.
Yeah.
That would do nothing for me, because I can't read my handwriting.
No one can read your handwriting.
It's probably time that I work on that.
It's, it's like a cipher for which there is no key.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
It's the ultimate encryption, is Thomas's handwriting.
Yeah.
Like you wrote, if you wrote a love note to your wife or like an encouraging note to your son,
well, Janet,
they wouldn't be able to read
Janet
it.
Sims says she started to figure it out.
That's scary.
Yeah, she's like, I'm starting to
Janet, that's a scary place to be.
That's kind. All right, verse 13.
Ready.
And we also thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. Okay, I was trying to remember exactly what I wanted to say about this.
Yeah.
But I think it was just a simple, like, and like, this is one of those places where we have to look at and say, this is specifically written to a group of people who, like, you know, like Paul is saying, like, you heard this from us and you received it, which is cool. Like, you know, I wasn't preached to by Paul. I didn't meet the Lord through Paul, but like, you know, if you were to trace the lineage of this somewhere down the line, it's quite possible that it started with him, you know, with him Yeah. Preaching to somebody who preached to somebody who preached to somebody.
But, absolutely.
Anyways.
We're their ancestors.
But.
We're there.
In receiving this as.
We're their descendants.
We're their descendants, yeah. In receiving this from the scriptures, it was an encouraging thing for me to read about how, like, I am someone who believes the message of God. Mm. And because of that, like, the word of God is at work in me, which I think is really cool. And, like, that sounds simple and, you know, like, well, duh. But I do remember reading this and, like, hitting pause wherever I was in that moment in my quiet time, mm-hmm. and thinking of evidence of that. Just like, okay.
Yeah.
Can we trace back? That was a sneeze, but it looked like an aggressive hand attack. It did. Yeah. Can I like zoom out on my life and look back and see places where God's word has changed my life and where the Holy Spirit has grabbed hold of me through that and mm-hmm. just like shaped me and formed me. And it was just a sweet, like, in this letter to the Corinthians or to the Thessalonians, Paul, like, I think I said Corinthians earlier as well, but there's another place where he talks about, like, them, you know, overflowing and increasing their love for each other. Like, yeah. He's kind to them in ways that he's not in all of his letters, but this is a cool, like, little nugget, I think. Just, like, him reminding them, like, the word of God is, hey, by the way, it's indeed at work in you.
It's working.
And he can, like, I think it's cool just now where we are. And, like, at the time, I don't know how much weight it carried. But, like, where we are now, to think about Paul, who he was when he was writing this, saying specifically to a group of people, hey, I can see this. Mm-hmm. I see it. And I think that's such an encouraging thing. And I just received that, oh, Jude's doctor is calling me. Sorry, Kids Central right. Pediatric. No, we're fine. They're just reminding us we have a doctor's appointment.
Oh, okay.
I just received this as a thing of, like, you know, because in weeks when I'm discouraged, weeks when I'm down, weeks when I don't
yes.
feel a ton, a lot, like, sometimes the first thing to go in my life is the idea that I have, like, grown, changed, yes. that the Lord's working at me at all. Like, come that's on. Just for my personal
more steam.
Place.
More
it's steam. Just like, hey, if I'm having a hard week, if I'm not doing great, if I feel like I, like, am, like, sinning a lot, or if I've just been a jerk constantly, mm-hmm. the first thing out the window is, like, the idea that I am spiritually anywhere. There's right. any spiritual progress in my life.
Yeah.
And it was cool to receive this as, like, a, I don't know, like a scoop of whipped cream on a Sunday or something.
Yeah, and also it's, like, it's a helpful reminder because of the way that he phrases this, that, like, we're not peddling, like, self-help tips that, like, right, or like, right, a, right. like a workout plan or a diet, you know, system that it's like, you know, if you work the program, then you will, you know, lose weight, get stronger, become more fit. Or, you know, if you do this yoga, you'll become more, you know, like, there's plenty of things like that in the world that, like Paul says in Colossians, like, they have some benefit, but, like, that's not what we're doing here. We're, when we tell people stuff, it's not like a, here's a plan for self-actualization. This is like, these are God's words, and they're spiritually, divinely powerful. Right. And like the other night, I was at like our church's like prayer meeting, and I just started praying for like my campaigner guys, and I had this like, it, you know, it became a prayer, but it was just kind of a vision of like, gosh, like, in 8 to 10 years, I want to see like those guys as like men of God who love the scriptures. Right. You know, it's like when we hang out with, a guy like Tyshawn now, yeah. it's just like, oh man, you're just a man of God and you care about this and the scriptures form you and you submit your heart to
ancient
it.
New episode by Tyshawn Young coming soon.
Yeah.
To a theater near you.
But it's like, I was just thinking about that in the same way with the guys that I'm meeting with and caring about now. It's just like, I want to see that in
right.
6 to 8 years, you know, but that is such a sweet, encouraging thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that you said that thing about peddling self-help books. It's like, there's a reason why there's 18,000 of them. You know, I saw someone, a reading list from somebody I don't super know the other day. I don't really know them at all, but it popped up on something and it was like, here's all the books I'm recommending right now. And every one of them was some form of self-help.
Right.
I'm just like,
It's like,
why they're 18.
Yeah. And if each of them had like even as few as like five things for you to keep in mind and do, it's like, well, then now you're talking about 100 things you're supposed to be keeping in your head. You're not doing them.
No.
Like, even you that you're recommending these books to me, you're not doing them.
Right. 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 Yeah. Just thinking about like the words of Jesus right now and like what it means to follow him and what that looks like. It's like, hey, just abide in me, baby.
Oh, and it's so clutch. That thing that you said where, I mean, I was just like, yes, yes, more steam tea. Like, just like on days where you feel like I'm not growing and I feel discouraged and I feel like I'm nowhere. It's like this, there is something outside of me that's actually divinely powerful that is actually at work in me. I might not always sense it or see it, but it's happening. Mm. That was so encouraging. I hope that, and I hope for whoever's listening to this too, like if you're having a week where you're low or a week where you just look in the mirror and you don't see it, that you realize like, hey, this is not, it's not up to my ability to keep pedaling
right
the bike. It's like, no, this is like, he is at work in me through his words.
Cool.
Super cool.
Press to the next.
Oh, yeah. Ephesians chapter 2.
Donde vamos? Ephesians 2?
Ephesians 2. Something I read in here collided in my mind with something else that I've heard on and off for a few years, so I looked it up just to see the validity of it.
Tell me.
Okay, so first of all, did I ever tell you about the time that I was at a Jason Isbell concert at the Tennessee Theater and literally was on the back row? Like, the tickets that me and Brad Bird got were on the back row of the entire Tennessee Theater. And 5 minutes before the show started, that one of his road crew came back and tapped us on the shoulder and said, hey, do you want to go to the front row? And we were like, what? And he was like,
I forgot about that.
I'm being for real. And we were like, we looked at each other. We were like, yeah, let's go. So all of a sudden, like, even though we bought the cheapest tickets there, we were on the front row at a Jason Isbell concert at the Tennessee Theater. And it was so cool.
That's awesome.
Well, I've always heard that Billy Joel, who is just the freaking king, man.
The Stranger is like, it's in my top five albums of all time.
It's Billy Joel is just awesome. Like,
oh, she takes care of herself. I haven't sung yet today. It's so good. That album's so good.
It's been a while.
Slow down, you crazy child.
Oh, God, you're what so a great melody. I'm telling you,
juvenile.
Billy Joel is so awesome. But like, one of the things that I've always heard about Billy Joel is he, as much as he can control it, he can't always control it because of the venue or the corporation or whatever, but like, he does not allow the first two or three rows to be sold at his concerts. Wow. Because for years, he said he would just look down from his piano in that front row, and he said, and it was just like, it was just super rich people who didn't give a crap about the show, who just didn't care. He said they sat there, they didn't know the songs, they just sat there bored. They literally just wanted to be able to say, yeah, I had front row tickets to Billy Joel at the Garden. You know, they got those tickets for that reason, for clout, you know? And so he stopped allowing those seats to be sold. And then he would send his road manager out to the back, to cheapest, crappiest seats, to the people that know every lyric to every song. And he would have them ushered into the front row. And then he would look down and just see somebody just like having the night of their life.
Gosh.
Just the best seat in the house.
Yeah.
Even though they couldn't pay for it, they couldn't afford it, they had no business being there. Okay. So I looked that up, and that's true. He does that. As much as he can, he tries to make that happen. Okay. Here we go. This is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace you've been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us. For it's by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. First of all, there's just some amazing words in here. Gift, kindness, the incomparable riches of his grace. Just like the kindness of God. It's just so, like, this is
like the fertile crescent of scripture. You know, you could throw seed anywhere on this and it's going to sprout within seconds.
That was amazing. The fertile crescent of scripture. It's so, so rich and it's so lush. Can you please give me that? I don't want you to have that. Oh, crap. I didn't throw it far enough.
Lee just tried to offhand throw it and hit a wall and went 3 feet.
Everybody relax. So like, but the thing that was so cool was she found it immediately.
You played fetch with her, Lee.
That's true. The thing that was so cool for me on this was that like, he gave us the best seat in the house. Mm. I don't have any money. I don't have any business being here. I don't have the ability to cover the ticket cost.
Right.
But he seated us in the heavenly realms with him in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. I just thought, the other thing that I thought of when I read this was like, when my dad and I took Jack to go see a Michigan game a few years ago, and just like Hank Aaron was the like flipped the coin before the game, and like it was just an unbelievable experience. Mm-hmm. We were there with 115,000 people, and just and Jay was just like he was just wide eyed the whole time. Yeah. It's like, I can't believe we're here, and I'm sitting with my dad and my granddad, you know, and it's, and just like that's another just super sweet piece of this is like he seated us with him. Like I'm sitting on his lap in the best seat in the house in heavenly realms, even though I feel like I'm just walking through my day with struggles and stuff like that. In some supernatural reality, the like spiritual multiverse that I can't understand, because this isn't the past tense. He has already, like, I'm already untouchable. I'm already in the best seat in the house, seated with him because of Christ.
One of my favorite things, well, okay, this doesn't happen very much, but you know, like you just described an awesome version of this, but the other day, it was literally last night, we called in to go margaritas from our favorite restaurant in town, my favorite restaurant of all time.
Right.
And like, I don't want to make anybody jealous right now. I don't want
to
raise my expectations, but I didn't have my wallet. Maddie runs in there, comes back with the margaritas, and she was like, yeah, they didn't charge us. Wow. And it was just like, it was really kind. And
well, to be fair, you do endorse them on your guitar strap every Sunday morning at Christ Community Church.
That's right. But like, when things like that happen to me, and it's what you're describing with the Jason Isbell and the Billy Joel and the, but like, you know, there's been multiple moments in my life when something just completely out of nowhere is dumped in my lap for free. And like there was this one time when I was in college, it was like my junior year, and it was in retrospect. You ever have one of those classes in retrospect where you're like, if I would have paid attention, that would have helped my life immensely. So like,
you just described so much American college experience,
right? For kids. So like, you know,
man, I really should have paid attention to
interpersonal communication 450 at like the University of Tennessee. Like that was, you know, like think if I would have paid attention to that, like,
right.
You know, I went every other day. The guy didn't take attendance. He read straight from the book. It was like, I'll go when I feel like it.
Yeah.
And I happened to go on a day where it was one of the last days of the year, and there were 6 people in there. And this teacher, who will remain nameless, it's past the statute of limitations. This is 6 years since I graduated college. He said, he closed the book, and he said, okay, every one of y'all has come every day this semester. Not me. Like, he said, finals next week. We need to write a 20-question final multiple choice. I'm going to give you all the answers. You can turn in your tests as soon as you get them all done. Wow. You can't tell anybody or I'll get fired. But here you go.
Wow.
And we just went through and wrote the final, and he was like, write down every answer. It's going to be the exact same. You just write them down. So like 6 people on final day were just like A, just B, D, yeah. A. You know, just like went through and did the whole thing. And it was just like, I just walked out of there like, I'm the luckiest person who has ever walked the face of the earth.
I just aced this final.
I just aced the final.
And it had nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, I'm, you know, that's the story you shared initially. I gave my 2 cents to that. But like, all those things, when I think about them right now, immediately boost my joy. They make me super happy.
Okay. Yes. Keep going. This is where I want this to be.
Right. But like, and when they happen, I like, you know, I can't sleep. I'm so excited. Like last night, I was just like, I got free margaritas because someone loves me.
And
like,
then you couldn't sleep because of the trash panda rolling around on your backboard.
The Rampoon just like rolling around everywhere. And the Jude sounding like a pig in his bed. Just like, you know, like my 4-month-old poor buddy can't breathe right now. But I want to think about this more. Yeah. I want to think about like, I want to think about my life in Christ being switched from a back row seat to a front row seat.
Okay, see, so that's the thing, is just like, to intentionally take a moment and think about what I have, where, like, I shouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's no way I should be here. I could never have gotten these seats. This is ridiculous. And it's just so, and to let it boost your joy. I'm going to steal your phrase, because that was such a great, mm-hmm. It's like in, when you're playing Fortnite and you're in one of the little, like, four-wheelers, the little quad crashers, mm-hmm. and you hit the boost button and you just take off. And it's like, just let that boost your joy. Like, it's the beauty of substitution.
Right.
That Jesus switched test papers with me. I got a 100 because he knew all the answers. And and by the way, as Paul says, it was because of his kindness.
Right.
He just is kind. And as he started the passage out, because of his great love for us.
Right.
Who is rich in mercy. Mm. Love, mercy, kindness, and because of that, I'm sitting in his lap in the best seat in the house.
Right.
Ludicrous.
Awesome. God.
Right, Yoshi? Well, I mean, I don't really know how that works for you, but for me, it's like trying to talk to Yoshi about it. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully, Thomas's raccoon doesn't find its way back to his house.
Right.
It apparently wasn't very far away from his house.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, my hope was, like, there's at least 12 bird feeders between me and him right now. I would imagine that there's, like, one raccoon per street. Don't you think?
Yeah. There was one that lived in this White Oak. And I remember I took a video of him climbing up there. And I sent it to Joe Penley. And Joe was like, that's a big boy.
In the cage, I thought, this is not that big of a raccoon. And then when it broke free, when I let it go and it jumped in the water and I realized, soaking wet, I was like, oh, you got some pounds on you. I was like, oh, that's why it hurt to carry you around.
Oh goodness. Folks, thanks for listening. We love y'all. I am Lee.
I'm Thomas.
This has been Ancient and New.
You said where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So I'm treasuring what will last. It seems nearly everything that my eyes can see is fleeting and will pass. So I'm holding on to everything I do, and that you'll supply all my needs, so I don't have to be afraid with my